Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. Today we have the pleasure of spotlighting Dr. Tamia Guess. She is a chiropractor and a great woman all around. So I am super excited about this show, and I am happy to introduce you guys to her. So Dr. Tamia, are you here?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I am so excited about this show. I think it's going to be a major breakthrough for people just really not understanding what a chiropractor does and how it can really benefit the everyday person. So I'm excited about this because I wanted to learn more as well. So can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I am originally from Oklahoma. I attended the University of Oklahoma and then transferred here to go attend Parker University. And after attending Parker University, I really liked being in the Dallas area. I really liked the people. So I decided to make Dallas my home. And so I'm here serving in the Denton community as a chiropractor.
Wonderful. And I know that is a college town, and I know it's full of so many people, so that is a great location. So I'm super excited for you for that reason as well, because that is a, oh my goodness, such a busy town up there. I had the awesome opportunity to stay up in that area for this past summer, and it was just like, whoa, this is busy out here. So that's going to be great, definitely.
Yes, it
is. Definitely. I just wanted to start off with you telling us a little bit about being a chiropractor and how that can benefit, you know, I know it helps people when they're in a car wreck, but tell us how it can benefit a well person.
Okay. I think sometimes people think that the only time that you're supposed to go to a chiropractor is actually, like you said, when you're in pain, and that we only treat pain. But chiropractor treats the the person as a whole. So we believe that the nervous system is your main system that controls everything. So you have tons of nerves that, you know, send sensory and motor information to your brain, whether it tells you when your eyes when to blink, your arms when to move, or, you know, your legs when, you know, how to tell you when your legs when to walk or whatever or whatnot. And, you know, when there's any kind of interference between that sensory information, you know, you're not able to function properly. And so for the everyday person, you know, it benefits any and everybody because we all, you know, go through different things in life, whether it's sitting at a desk, falling or anything, and then just with the toxins and everything that we put in our body, you know, those interfere with the sensory information that we put in our body. So you necessarily don't have to have pain, and pain is one of the last symptoms that you feel before you realize that, you know, you have a problem. So we definitely try to educate people on don't wait till you have pain. Just come get, you know, a regular checkup, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, definitely. And I am so super excited that you shared that because, like I said, before I met you, that's what I thought the chiropractor was for, is for only when you have pain. But you just explained that it can benefit anybody. That seeing
and
a chiropractor
I
can benefit.
Even, yeah, even infants all the way up, infants, babies.
That is amazing, and just the benefits alone. And, you know, when you say that, I do know people that say that they see a chiropractor, but I never understood why. But this makes so much sense now because it's like, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, the benefits were so detailed and such an awesome thing, you know, for anyone that's pain or no pain, anybody can receive benefits. So that is good.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's
like this. Uh-huh. It's like a preventive care, you know. It's one of those things like you don't wait to go to the dentist, you know, to you get cavities to go to the dentist. So you just want to kind of prevent any, you know, anything that could occur.
Yes.
So true.
I like that analogy, yes. And we've just got to do a better job making sure that we you know, take care of the body that we're given, you guys. We only have one, and we need to take just good care of it, because you never know what's coming up next. And I know for a lot of people, when your body is in good shape, even if something comes, you know, around the corner or whatnot and, you know, happens to your body, the better shape you are, the better it is for you. You know, so I just know that is key to, if you have anything going on, that you need to just really reevaluate and see, okay, is this something that, it, you know, can benefit me, and how can I take better preventive care now so things won't affect me in the future? That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well,
I wanted to go back a little bit and talk about purpose. Purpose is a buzzword that everybody's been talking about at the last couple of years, and I've really seen a big shift in the way people talk about themselves and, you know, their purpose and whatnot, ever since the book came out called The Purpose-Driven Life. And I just wanted to know, how do you feel like you found your purpose, and what do you tell other people about purpose?
Wow. Well, I felt like I found my purpose. You know, it was a long journey. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. When I was in college, I was involved in like 7 or 8 car wrecks. Okay.
My word.
I know. And let me tell everybody, I was hit from behind. I never hit anybody, so it's safe to ride with me. But I was in 7 to about 7 or 8 car wrecks, and each time, you know, I was just like, you know, I went to a chiropractor, and, you know, they would help me get back on track. And I mean, these were really like severe car wrecks. I got hit one time going 65 from behind, and then another one going like 75, and I was just, you know, my body was like in pain. And I mean, I had to go to therapy for almost like a year. And so, you know, I started talking more and more with my doctor, because we became really good friends. And, you know, he was just talking, and he was like, you know, I think you ought to, you know, look into this. And I'm just like, no, because my heart was set on being a pharmacist. That was my first thing. I wanted to be a pharmacist, and I had worked in a pharmacy for 16 years. But after, you know, just being experienced in chiropractic for so long, and I started to realize, you know, I really like, you know, the philosophy and everything behind it, because I was, you know, totally against drugs and everything, but yet I was still working in the pharmacy, and I just got to see, you know, things behind working in the hospital, and I was like, you know, this is not for me. I want to be able to help people and know that, you know, they're going to live a healthier life, whereas, you know, I don't want to be giving them poison or something like that. So I began to really just understand what it was I want, and, you know, what it was I wanted to do with my life, and the purpose I wanted to serve in my community, and how to educate others, is just living a better, healthy life and wellness.
Yes. Wow, that is awesome. And I know many times, boy, I just see that it seems like pain or either some type of thing that we go through that may not be necessarily nice, per se, like you said, you went through all of those accidents, that many times just puts us on our way and puts us exactly where we need to be to make the needed changes that we, you know, have to endure in our life. So I know that that was, ooh, an experience that was like, man, I wished I wouldn't have went through this. But as a result, you ended up becoming a doctor. So that's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, definitely. Well, I wanted to ask you, I know on this call there is going to be people who have lost a loved one through death or divorce. There might be people going through a terrible financial time. They may even have a job and still not making enough money to take care of their bills. Tell us about a challenge you had to overcome at some point in your life and what you learned in the process.
Wow. One of my biggest challenges was, you know, just being from a small town, moving from, you know, Oklahoma to Dallas and attending school. And school, and then I worked. I worked while I was at chiropractic school. And for people that don't know, the chiropractic program is very demanding. You're enrolled 26 hours a semester, and I was working like 30 hours on the weekend. And so, I
oh
mean,
my
there
goodness.
Was, I mean, yeah, 7 in the morning to about 7 at night. You know, we were in class, and then probably, you know, after class, eat, sleep, and study. And that was very, very challenging for me. But, you know, to overcome all that, I really had to think about, again, my purpose. Who was I doing it for? It wasn't about me. And I think sometimes we get caught up in, you know, I'm tired or I don't want to do this. And there was many times I felt like, why am I doing this? So, and that was, you know, what kept me motivated to keep going and, you know, to be able to treat patients and know that I helped him. To me, I just think it was all worth it. So I just want to encourage everybody, like, you know, just to keep pushing, keep going. Don't think about yourself. Think about all the people that you can help, all the people that can benefit from what it is that you're going to do.
Yes, that is so true. And I love that you said we have to just revisit our why and what our purpose is in life and are we on the next road. That, you know, I just think that I tell people all the time, just don't think too far in advance. Just think about your next best step, you know, and don't make it, okay, next year I need to be doing this, this, and this. Just think about what you need to do today, what you need to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, things can really turn around quickly because you just put things into laser focus. You really do.
Yes.
So I'm super excited that you shared that for sure. Well, I wanted to find out, if you could give the younger generation any advice, what would you say? And I'm thinking like a 15-year-old Dr. Tamia. What would you say to a young girl that was 15 years old, and exactly like you were when you were 15?
Wow. I would just tell them, like you said, stay focused, and I would, you know, just really research into, you know, what it is I want to do, because not 15, no, we're not really thinking about college or what we want to do in our lives.
Right.
But, you know, just to keep up good grades and stay focused and stay disciplined. You know, I think the younger generation, they don't really know how to stay disciplined and study. And, you know, everything is about technology and everything now. So I think it's kind of like change the time, because I have some nieces and nephews, and they don't even know what it is to pick up a book, but they'll pick up their iPad and everything.
Yep, that is so true. My goodness, that is so true. And, I mean, I just think about how different things are for them as they were for us, more so, you know, even when you look at even people older than us, because right now I'm in my 50s. I just turned 50 in November, so yay. And I know you're much younger than that. Yeah. But I know you're much younger than that, but I just even look back to what the teens have went through. You know, things are just so different for them. So I'm always trying to pull them aside and say, you know what, if you do this now, this will help you in the long run. Because me as a 15-year-old girl, I was so shy, and I couldn't even lead silent prayer. It was horrible.
I was very shy, too.
Yes. And I just encourage them to, hey, get in the debate group. You know, go out and learn how to public speak now. It will help you in the future. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So I just make sure that I share that with them, because that is one of the biggest things that has really changed my life. It's just learning to get out of my comfort zone and do what I need to do, for sure. So my next question to you are, there is two different types of people that always contact me, and those are future entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who are struggling to stay in business. Do you think you have any advice for either one of those categories, or maybe both?
Okay. For the struggling entrepreneur, I would say, you know, I would just encourage them to really do their research and, you know, go find a mentor, someone that has, you know, within the same business, and, you know, get with them and see if there's anything that you can learn. Because I think sometimes, you know, when we jump into businesses or want to do something, we don't do enough research. So that way, you know, it'll save us from wasting time and wasting money. For the person that's doing really well, the entrepreneur that's doing really well, I would just encourage them to share you know, share their knowledge, share their business with others that are trying to do the same thing. I mean, you know me, that's what I like to do is, you know, help other people, you know, get to to whatever it is they want to do. If I know, you know, pretty knowledgeable about what they're doing, but just share the information to help others.
Absolutely. And that is so key to, I know for me, before I started my business, I spent 2 years just kind of researching. And I tell people, you don't have to spend 2 years, because I do think that I spent too much time. But I just know that you need to really figure out, okay, do I really want to do this? Is this something that really motivates me or whatnot?
Right.
You know, it's so important to really know that, okay, this is something that I can do and that I would really enjoy. And that's what life is all about. It's just finding something you enjoy and going ahead and do it, you know, and just really being that light, you know, and just making sure that you can provide others the type of service that you would want. I tell people my company is based upon my special needs son that passed away, so I make sure that this is the company that I would have picked if I was looking for a company, you know? So I just encourage people to really, you know, go out and do something you love, absolutely love, because that will make all of the difference in the world. So I just encourage you to do that for sure. But I wanted to find out some fun stuff now about you. Tell us, how do you stay motivated? How do you stay motivated? What do you do?
Oh, man, I stay motivated. I love being motivated to just do whatever. I can honestly say that my patients, I love my job. My patients keep me motivated. They really do. I'm really passionate about helping, you know, everybody achieve, you know, health and wellness. And I get really excited and motivated knowing that, you know, a couple of treatments here, you know, help the patient who have been in chronic pain or someone who couldn't walk, you know. So just that keeps me motivated. I just get so excited, and you know, I just can't wait to get into the office or get to work or treat my patients.
Absolutely, that's awesome. So I know you, for fun time, do you still work out a lot? I know you do a whole bunch
of stuff. I've worked out, and of course I'm running some other businesses. Work out and go visit family and stuff like that. Other than that, I mean, I love seeing my family. That's my motivation.
That's awesome.
My next thing I want to do is I want to start boxing.
Oh, wow.
I should say boxing.
Okay,
let me say boxing conditioning. I don't want to be like boxing in the ring, but I'm looking for a boxing conditioning class to go to. So.
Yes, that is amazing. Okay, well, that is wonderful. I think that is amazing. And many times we don't realize sometimes those things that exercise our body help us get into a creative mode. I've just learned over the years that if we just get out, even if we don't join a gym, if we get out and walk and just do something and move our bodies, it will make all the difference in the world. So
yes,
I just encourage, just encourage people to do with whatever you can do. You know, we just really need to change our life. And the way we do that is just taking the first step, definitely. So I'm excited about that and what we can do to help others and how we can just encourage them. So let's take a minute and you tell us about, I don't know if you read a lot, but tell us about some of the books or masterminds or seminars that you would recommend to us.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things going on. Most of the books I read it's all about self-healing, motivation. I didn't have all my books here, but one of the ones I have right here in front of me is The Power of Self-Healing by Dr. Mancini. He's one of the real popular chiropractors in this area, and he used to be the president of Parker University. So I've been reading on that, and I have some motivational books.
You know what? Let's stop
right
there. Let's stop right there for a minute. Okay, are you saying that, tell us a little bit about self-healing. You know, is that something with the chiropractor can do, or
yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah, it's all about self-healing. That's basically what chiropractic is. And, you know, we remove any interference within the body so the body can heal itself. So, you know, the book is just talking about different things that we need to do. We believe there's three reasons why our body becomes, you know, let's say subluxated, and it's either a trauma, something that, you know, you could have fallen or gotten a car wreck, the things we put in our body, and then our thoughts. So, you know, we, like I said, we treat the body as a whole, and so we try to work with patients on all those things. You know, if they had a trauma, then try to help them, their body recover from that. And then, you know, sometimes people stop. Just think about that, you know, because your nerves control, you know, everything that your body does. And then the toxins, the foods, the things that we put in our body, the chemicals, the medication. So those interfere with, you know, the body as a whole. And so, I mean, this book goes into detail about different things and remedies and stuff that that we can do to, you know, promote self-healing.
That is awesome. And I've just seen more and more lately about just self-healing and how there's just power in what we eat and just all of that stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, it's
yes.
so funny that, I know we're just getting on this at the end of the call, but I just really wanted to spread that message because I had a RN on here one time, and she was just saying that she had read this book, a person had healed themselves of cancer through their food and what they
yes.
ate and how the body is really set up to really take care of itself and heal itself,
yes.
you know? And
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
really interests me because I thought, what? How is that? And how do we not know that, you know? You know,
yes.
why is that that's not such a bigger part of our life or whatnot, you know? So it's
mm-hmm.
it's interesting that, you know, many
yes,
people don't know that, you know? So I like that, and I like that that is something that I think once we get on a journey of trying to become better, that those,
right.
these are the type of things that can really change our life. So I'm going to definitely put this in here as your book recommendation, because if that's something that can, you know, if you can go from barely living or being sick or whatever and then really change your life,
yeah.
it would be worth it to
yeah.
do whatever.
It's all
and
a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so it is just, that is crucial. And, you know, and I know you've probably seen people's lives change, you know, based upon what they're doing now and whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
that is just a wonderful thing, you know, and just being so clear that, okay, this is the way I need to go, whether basically really I want to or not, you know, and just
yes.
letting people know, hey, if you really want to change, you would do this, that, and the other. You know, so I like that. I like that is a option for us. And I believe that life is just filled with options. And it's up to us to
mm-hmm.
decide, okay, you know, either we're going to follow the options, you know, and really change our life, or we're not, you know, and it's totally
yes.
up to us. But we need to know that that option is available, you know. So I like
yes,
that a lot,
ma'am.
For sure. So tell us a little bit about the clinic and how individuals can, even if they were new and they wanted to get service, is it something that's very expensive? Or tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I'm a part of a chiropractic, like, medical group. So there's other doctors as well as orthopedic surgeons and neurologists that we all work together to, you know, work, make sure that patients are, you know, get all the services that they need. We have 5 locations in the Denton and off MacArthur Irvine area. I will be located at the Denton North location off of Sunset University, so down the street from TWU. The services that we provide is chiropractic care. You can do spinal decompression, and we also have pain management and neurology. We have a neurology program. So for an exam, as far as the chiropractic, new patient exam is $20, and it's, that includes your first
wow.
adjustment. Yeah, it's very cheap,
oh
and we just want people to come in and get do not
mm-hmm.
accept any insurances. So I want to make sure everybody know we don't take insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make the prices affordable or cheaper than your copay. People are like,
oh,
why
wow.
can I use my insurance? Yeah, because it's crazy, but we don't really want to deal with the insurances. Some insurances
yeah,
will be like,
I
hey,
bet it's a hassle.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And we just want to make sure that we can get you, you know, taken care of instead of arguing with them about the services you need or you don't need. So
yeah.
First visit for any service, you can even come in and set an appointment for a one-hour massage. Any service that you try is $20 for the first time. And then
wow.
after that, yeah, a single office visit is just $35. $35. And
oh,
we do have packages
word.
And memberships. So definitely, packages and membership. You can get two visits per month is $59, as well as there's a three visit per month, which I recommend, and that's $75. So it goes down to $25 a visit. And
my word.
Yes, it's
awesome.
Very affordable. Very, yes.
That
in our company,
amazing.
We just started a new program called Blossom, and that's for It's like a program to help kids that have like autism and attention deficit
yeah.
disorders and stuff like that. So we take them through a series of assessments and help with retraining the brain basically. And so that's
yeah.
something that I want to kind of throw out there for moms looking for something for their kids who are, just having problems focusing at school and can't seem to comprehend and learn. The first thing that most people want to do is put them on medication, and we have these programs that really it's like, helping kids, with right brain and left brain issues. So.
That is something. That is
yes.
amazing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just think that is wonderful, because as you go to various news reports and everything, you see that so many people are trying so many different things and really getting some great success with some things. So I am
yes.
all for people trying various things to help their children, because you never know what can help, definitely. Well, this has
yes.
been awesome. I just wanted to see if you wanted to share a final note or anything you want to say specifically to the audience.
No, I didn't even give you my contact information, did I? Or are you going to post that?
No, I posted it in the link, but go ahead and tell us on air as well.
Okay. if you want to contact me, you can. My telephone number at the office is 940-239-6222. It's going to be a voicemail that transcribes to me, so you can leave a message, because I'm getting a lot of calls on it. And I will call you back
good.
If you have any questions about any of the programs or anything. The office will be opening August 8th. We'll be open from 9 to 1, and then from 3 to 6:30, Monday through Thursday, Fridays 9 to 1, and Saturdays 9 to 1. Also, I would like to encourage everybody to go to my Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/DrTammiaGuest. TammiaGuest, Dr. Tamia Guest. And, follow me on Facebook.
Definitely.
Yes,
oh,
I'm going to be
goodness,
putting up
that.
A lot of tips and articles and different things like that on my Facebook page. Just kind of, I believe education is so key to people, like, really understanding, changing their lifestyle
is.
And changing their family's lifestyle is so important in this day and time. So.
Definitely. Well, I am super excited that you've been on the show today and we were able to spotlight you. And I am wishing you much success. And we will be getting over there to that office to get this service and get everything tested
thank
out
you.
On our bodies. So I'm so excited. So thank you so much for being a guest today on the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Dr. Tamia Guest, you guys.
Thank you.
And the name of the business is called, what is it again, New? MindSpine.com.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yes, that's the website.
Okay. Great, great. Well, wonderful. Well, I'm super excited. So talk with you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.